Mike, it's time for a snack.
You're a snack.
Dude, it's first thing on a Monday morning. Too early for HR violations.
I'll wait for tomorrow then.
Today, we're popping into the world of microwave popcorn, a convenience food that takes all the surprises out of making popcorn the old-fashioned way.
I'm sure everybody's familiar with this, but microwave popcorn typically comes in a flat, folded bag that usually feels pretty solid at room temperature. This is due to the fatty cooking oil within the pouch.
These things are weirdly squishy feeling. I don't know the last time you played with a bag of unpopped microwave popcorn, but that's kind of weird. I don't like it.
I will say this is something that, at least when I was growing up, was not very popular in the UK. It always felt like a very American thing.
Mm.
But I think, you know, I have done this, but I think this is more of an American, one of those great American pastimes. I think that's what it is. Popcorn, right? The great American pastime. And that's what
I mean,
it.
The phrase, the fatty cooking oil within the pouch, very American.
Yeah, and you just think about what all of that gooey, squishy, weird goodness is doing to your insides.
I don't want to think about that.
When placed in a microwave, steam pressure from the heated popcorn kernels pops the kernels and inflates the bag. Water increases in volume by 1,700 times as it turns into steam. This is why the bag inflates.
It takes very little water to blow up a popcorn kernel, it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
This was obviously a big thing in America when I was growing up. Like, this is how we made popcorn in my childhood. And it was mesmerizing as a kid. Like, your family would put it in the microwave. It would, like, spin around and heat up and pop. It was very exciting.
Who even needs the movie?
That's right.
This is the real entertainment is in the popcorn.
Kids, we're going to watch Transformers. No, I think I just want to watch the popcorn.
Unlike more traditional methods of making popcorn, it's actually hard to burn a bag of popcorn unless you run the microwave for a wildly inappropriate amount of time. Bags are designed to avoid scorching, which takes place when popped kernels are heated above 300 degrees Fahrenheit, because they often have a metallized film known as a susceptor laminated onto the paper of the bag.
We are now in the realm of things I did not know about microwave popcorn.
Yes, I would expect we've passed that Rubicon for everybody listening.
This metallic layer absorbs the microwave radiation and converts it to heat more evenly. In case of a bag of popcorn, this effect works to melt that gooey, flavorful coating so that the kernels are evenly covered before they pop, to help ensure the entire bag is as tasty as possible.
To recap, this layer works to disperse the heat evenly, melts the butter and salt and cooking oil so it coats the kernels, which are then popped due to the steam pressure building up inside of their individual shells. So that's why they explode, because the steam pressure pop and then they become popcorn.
That's right. And sometimes you get unpopped kernels found kind of at the bottom of the bag. These most likely didn't pop because maybe the shells were damaged. If you think about a popcorn kernel, it's really a pressure vessel, and the water turning to steam increases in volume and then kind of blows them up. So if the shell is damaged, that pressure can't build and they don't pop, and then they're just kind of sad, hanging out the bottom of the bowl.
Microwave popcorn, it's not as old as you might think. An early susceptor popcorn bag design was patented by General Mills in 1981.
That's way later than I thought it would be.
There's something about this which feels very 60s and 70s, but obviously that wasn't the case. I guess what was happening then was the ones you put on the stove, right? I guess that was before the microwave, I guess with the silver thing. I don't know this. I haven't looked this up, but that's just my assumption that that's how people made popcorn at home before then.
It is later than I thought it would be, and you can see why it's so popular. Compared to more traditional methods, tossing a bag in a microwave is much faster and less messy, letting you start your movie night earlier with less fuss.
Microwave popcorn feels like one of those food of the future things, like the pizza hydrator in Back to the Future 2, which I think about really a lot.
All the time.
The tiny pizza?
Yeah.
To the big pizza, it looked fantastic.
I now want to tell you about the pillow of the future, Mike.
Let me tell you, this is the pillow of my current.
Mine too. And it's historic. That's been used around the world for a long time. We're talking about Hello, today's sponsor. Have you ever tried a buckwheat pillow? Well, we have, but have you, dear listener? They're totally different than fluffy, soft pillows that most of us are used to. It supports your head and neck how you want it to, unlike traditional squishy soft pillows, which collapse under the weight of your head. Soft pillows allow your neck to fall into a downward bend, adding uncomfortable pressure to muscles, nerves, and discs. I got a Hello pillow a long time ago. A family member took it away from me, And now that they've been back, I decided, you know what, I deserve one too. So I am a new and again HelloPillow user, and it's awesome. My favorite thing about it is that it stays cool and dry. I'm one of those people, like, wake up and turn the pillow over, take the sheets off, take the sheets on. I'm always changing things up. And the HelloPillow stays cool and dry because it doesn't absorb and retain body heat and moisture. And I don't want that in my pillow. I don't want my pillow to feel warm and humid. Buckwheat tends to breathe better, so no more flipping to the cool side. And if you're one of those people that uses two pillows, or like fold your pillow in half in an attempt for better proper support, that's a sign that your pillow isn't firm or thick enough. Hello Support allows you to keep your head and neck where you want them. You can add or remove the filling from the zippered opening, so you can adjust the pillow and its thickness to your liking. People have been sleeping on buckwheat pillows for centuries and are popular in places like Japan to this day. You might also see them on the pillow menu at fancy hotels. Buckwheat is a more natural way to sleep, better than a sack of plucked bird feathers or petroleum-based foam. Hello is made in the USA with quality construction and materials. Their certified organic cotton case is cut and sewn for durability, and the buckwheat is grown and milled in the United States. People love this pillow, which you're going to see in their customer reviews. Ungenius listeners can sleep on it for 60 nights, and if Hello isn't for you, just ship it back and they'll give you a refund. Go to hellopillow.com/ungenius, and if you try more than one pillow, you'll get a discount up to $20 per pillow depending on the size. Get fast, free shipping on every order, and 1% of all profits are donated to the Nature Conservancy. So check out the link in the show notes and give the gift of better sleep. Hello is a unique gift for your family and friends. They will appreciate it every night. Go to hellopillow.com/ungenius to try it for 60 days. That's HULLO, hellopillow.com/ungenius. Our thanks to Hello for their support of the show, our heads, and Relay FM.
So my gut feeling was correct. Jiffy Pop, which was the idea of putting the little tray with the foil on top of the popcorn inside on the stove, and then the foil would inflate and cook the popcorn, that was invented in 1958.
Wow. So not a lot of disruption.
Well, no, but I mean, microwaves, you know, I don't think that they were very popular. Maybe we could do a history of microwaves at some point. Anyway, let's talk about some of the downsides of microwave popcorn. The first is, you guessed it, food safety. I think most people can relate to opening a bag of popcorn to be immediately burned by the escaping steam.
That's definitely a concern, is something that has happened to me.
Too eager.
But there's another issue here, too. The fact is that there are a zillion different microwave models out there, and makers of bagged popcorn obviously can't provide instructions for all of them.
It's recommended that the operator always stays present when popping a bag of popcorn so that they can stop the process on the chance that they smell burning. It's also recommended to let the bag sit for a moment before opening to avoid that burny steam.
There's also the matter of how long a bag should be cooked. Of course, most modern microwaves just have a popcorn button. On some models, this is just a preset timer and power level that's been programmed in. But on higher-end, fancy microwaves, humidity sensors and or sound sensors, which are also called microphones, are used to end the cycle when the popping slows down, indicating that the bag is finished.
There are concerns about microwave popcorn beyond food safety. The coating materials used in microwave popcorn bags can have negative effects on the environment. Chemicals such as PFCs have been found in some bags designed to help control moisture levels in the food.
We're not chemists on this podcast, and some of this went over our heads, to be fair. Mm-mm. But PFCs and other chemical compounds can damage the Earth's ozone layer, be toxic to animals, and contaminate groundwater.
Some chemicals previously found in microwave popcorn bags have recently been banned in the use of food by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
As a result of this, some people have returned to the older methods of making popcorn at home. That's what actually we do in our house, and it's a lot of fun. We use coconut oil and like whole kernels. It's nice to make a dairy-free option. We have this big thing that sits on the stove and has a big handle on it, and it like stirs it around. It's a lot of fun.
Well, for maximum safety, I only eat popcorn in movie theaters.
You want it prepared by a professional.
Yes, I want a popcornist. Only. Thank you.
Our thanks to listener Ruby for sending this in. If you want to read more about microwave popcorn, check out the links in your podcast player or on the web at relay.fm/ungenius/207. There's a link there where you can send feedback in. Send us your favorite weird Wikipedia topic. It'll go on the list for a future episode. And Mike, until next time we get all steamy and poppy, say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.